Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Friends, welcome. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life, one of the world's largest pro-life groups. Great to have you with us to delve into a time of prayer, putting ourselves in God's presence, feasting upon His Word of life. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We repent of our sins, Lord God, as we continue this Lenten journey. We prepare for Holy Week. We pray for those who are going to be entering the church. We pray for ourselves as we prepare to renew the vows of our baptism. And we prepare, Lord God, to be witnesses to your word of life each and every day, because yours is a word of life. Yours is a kingdom of life. Our discipleship is a promotion and celebration of life. Bless us in the pro-life cause, each and every one of us. May we move forward, Lord God, under your strength. Always triumphing in your grace, we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As we get closer to Good Friday, the storm clouds gather in these various readings, and this, of course, is a prophecy from Jeremiah 20 of the betrayal and passion, crucifixion, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us, the enemies say, denounce him, entrap him, take vengeance on him. The haters of Jesus, they always try to trap him in his speech. Notice how the enemy uses speech all the time. They try to find ways, reasons, rationales, and ultimately they said, well, this man commits blasphemy. He must be killed. And this prophecy of the thinking of the other side, the carrying out of attacks on the just one, but then the triumph, despite those attacks, despite even the crucifixion, look what the prophecy says. It is they, my enemies, who will be put to shame, for the Lord has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. So the power of the wicked is seen in the crucifixion, is seen in the passion, but then he rescues the life of the poor, he rescues in the resurrection. Now this prophecy of Jeremiah reminds me of a passage in the Book of Wisdom that gets a little bit deeper into the thinking, the motivation of those who would crucify the good. I mean, why would you kill God? That's what Good Friday is. Why would you crucify the Lord who just went around doing good deeds? Listen to what the Book of Wisdom says. It's in chapter 2. Very, very much of an echo of what Jeremiah says here. This is the thinking of the oppressors. Let us lie in wait, verse 12 says, for the righteous one. Now it gets right into the motives. And you can see this unfolding not only in the passion of Jesus, but in the passion of Christians today. Why are Christians being attacked today? Why are you and I being attacked for our faith? Why do they try to silence and cancel us when we just simply represent the word of the Lord? Here's the reason. Let us lie in wait for the righteous one, because he is annoying to us. He opposes our actions. Yeah, we sure do. Indoctrinating children, killing babies, redefining marriage and the family. Yeah, we oppose your actions. We sure do. He opposes our actions. The reading goes on. Reproaches us for transgressions of the law and charges us with violations of our training. The other side doesn't want to be told that they're doing wrong, because in their eyes, whatever they choose is right. Pro-choice in regard to abortion. Nobody can deny it's the killing of a baby. Nobody can deny that. And yet they think, well, because I chose it, that's what justifies it. Because I chose it, that's what justifies it. It's not because the thing I'm choosing is good. It's just because I'm choosing it. But these people, they come along and then they say that we're doing wrong. And that's why they rebel against us. Who do you think you are? You're imposing your morality on us. They charge us with violations of our training. Then they don't like it that we're so confident that we have the truth and that we represent God. Listen to this. Wisdom 2, verse 13. He, the just one that they are persecuting, Jesus and us, he professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us. See, they can't live and let live. They contradict their own words. Sometimes they say, oh yeah, let everybody have their own beliefs. They don't believe that. They don't want to let us have our beliefs. Oh, let's just live in peace. Everybody celebrate diversity. They don't want to celebrate diversity. They want to snuff out diversity. They don't want to respect our right to live our faith. They want to snuff out our faith. He professes, because this is what they can't stand, somebody who actually says that they're representing the word of the Lord. Because you see, this is the threat to them and them. I'm talking about the pro-abortion people. I'm talking about the radical left. I'm talking about the enemies of Christianity. I'm talking about the enemies of Christ. They can't stand it when we say this is the word of the Lord. At most, they'll say, oh, well, that's your opinion. But it goes even farther than that. They don't even want our opinion to be seen out there, because as they say, even seeing these people is too much for us to bear, to hardship, to just see them. And the reason is that as long as we say this is the word of the Lord, they can't say that they can do whatever they want. Because if there is a Lord, and if he has spoken a word, see, a lot of people believe there's a Lord, but they don't believe he said anything, or that we can know what he thinks. But we believe not only that he exists, but that he speaks, and that we can understand it. And that's why it's so annoying to them, because then they can't have their way. They can't rewrite the moral code if there's a moral code that came from God and we can all know it. You can only have it one way or the other. And this is reminiscent, is it not, of John chapter 3. Let's go to that, because it's so, so fundamental. I quote it all the time. John chapter 3 that says, this is the verdict, John 3:19, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. Why? John says, because their works were evil. He goes on, verse 20, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light. There it is. And does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. There's what wisdom says. He reproaches us for transgressions of the law, charges us with violations of our training, professes to have knowledge of God, styles himself a child of the Lord. To us he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us. This is the verdict. The light came into the world. People preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. continue with wisdom too. His life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the righteous and boasts that God is his Father. That's what Jesus boasted. That's what we too, as adopted children of God by baptism, by faith, also boast. And that's why we walk proudly in the light, as John's gospel goes on to say, we go near the light because we're not afraid to let our deeds be seen because they are done in God. And because of that, going back to Jeremiah here, we sing to the Lord and we praise the Lord, and we will witness the vengeance he takes on our enemies, for he has rescued the life of the poor, he has rescued the life of all of us, precisely through the death and resurrection of Christ. Have confidence, friends, in living differently from others, not proudly, but differently, walking in the light, knowing God as your Father, rejoicing in his will and in his law, embracing the gift of life. Amen. Thank you, Father, for baptism, which we are about to renew at Easter. Thank you for those preparing to enter the church this Easter. Thank you, Lord, for the light in which we walk, for the truth that we proclaim, for the fact that you are not just our God, but our Father, that you share your life with us as sons and daughters. And we pray for each other now, and we lift up all the prayers and intentions and needs, and we use the words Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thanks for joining me, friends. Pass along the word to others to continue to join for these daily times of prayer and scripture. Be strong in your pro-life commitment, and we will talk to you soon.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.